On one of Missouri's family-owned dairy farms, Alfred Brandt goes out to milk his 130 dairy cows. A process that takes him 2.5 hours twice a day, every day.
We milk in a 7-7 parallel, which means cows are standing parallel to each other. So 7 cows on every side. When they're done, the milkers come off automatically when the flow rate drops.
Every other day, this milk is sent to Central Dairy as part of his contract. However, Brandt is worried about the drop in demand for dairy milk that has declined significantly over the last 5 years.
So it is a concern, even though all dairy on a whole is a growing category, growing 1.5-2% a year. Fluid milk is dropping by that same amount, and it is our largest category.
MU economics professor Joe Horner explains how the decrease in demand is a concern for the entire dairy industry.
That's an issue because we've got a lot of bottling plants that are not running at capacity anymore. And we've got industry in Missouri that is predominantly producing milk for those bottling plants.
In 2010, federal government policies limited schools to just serving plain low-fat milk and flavored skim milk. Horner said that part of the decreased demand is caused by younger generations not liking the taste of milk served in schools.
You made a lot of the school lunch kids where they didn't desire milk as much. And so if you grow up and you don't drink milk as a child in elementary school, you pretty much, your tastes and preferences have been determined thereafter.
Meaning that many students didn't grow up liking the taste of milk, like MU student Lauren Clayton.
I don't like any flavor of milk, so it's not like a bias of one taste. I just don't like it at all.
A USDA ruling from 2018 allowed 1% chocolate and strawberry milk to be reintroduced to public schools for this school year. Shannon Maloney, the general manager of Prairie Farms in Jefferson City, has seen an increase in school milk sales because of the change and is hopeful this will build new generations of milk drinkers.
I have a strong feeling that that is the beginning to start increasing the consumption.
But dairy milk is also having to compete with milk alternatives. Jennifer Bean, a registered dietitian, said that people choose foods based on their needs.
Let's say that you're just simply wanting something that is like dairy milk but has less calories and maybe has more micronutrients in it, like more vitamin D, some vitamin E.
MU student Diana De La Cruz turns to almond milk because she believes it's better for her health.
They have like lower calorie options, and it's also sweeter if you get the vanilla flavor. So for me, it's just a better choice for health.
To compete with milk alternatives like almond, soy, and oat, Brandt would like to see more branding of dairy milk.
Milk has been in the same white 1-gallon jug for as long as we can remember. Some of the innovation has been lacking.
Prairie Farms has introduced new products to target more of what people have been consuming.
I think as a company, very innovative as far as the different types of products that we put out. Iced coffees, for example, a number of different products outside of your conventional gallon or half gallon of milk.
He is hopeful that milk sales will start to increase.
Everything runs in cycles, and I see some good things coming.
For now, farmers and bottlers will just have to see if people will circle back to drinking milk. With producers Sarah Dingman, Reagan Loftus, and Megan Wustazen, Grace Vance, KBIA.